The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
You touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome once again, my friends. We have another hour. We are on, and you are on with us here on NationalNewsRadio.com, as well as our syndicator GCN. Heard around the world, rebroadcast through UK Health Radio, Stitcher Podcast, iTunes, and of course archived to both of our syndicators, as well as, I don't know, probably other places, like Epic Times, like where we're getting a lot of new listeners. You know, I'm always nervous, Super Don, when Jerry Doyle has me on a little bit, because I know, because his audience is crossover. It's talk radio, and Jerry Doyle got an incredible open mind, a really brilliant mind. He asks the right questions. He sees through a lot of this stuff. But I recognize that I stretch his audience, yet he keeps having me back on. And I think I may have, you know, now that we're podcasting through that everywhere, I think we're stretching some of those folks a little too far.
I think Dan McGuire's rubber band snapped. It's all your fault. You stretched him too far.
Well, and now we've got, you know, on top of this, the enterovirus D68. We've talked about that, how they now have a rapid PCR test, which will not do anything but distract you from the reality that these vaccines are primary in the cause of what they'll call secondary, tertiary effects, side effects, which are direct effects of injecting toxic poisons and heavy metals into the bodies of children, particularly, not exclusively, because we see things like Guillain-Barré being, you know, renamed from polio. Because there's an article here linked up, and thanks again to our good friend Roseanne Lindsay.
Roseanne.
She's so perceptive. Perceptive. It's profoundly perceptive.
You know, you have the moniker of the hardest working man in health talk radio. I gotta say, she's like right up there, pretty close to you, dude. I mean, she's profoundly perceptive,
which is beyond impressive. I mean, you know, she's nailing these things, and I have to say thank you, Roseanne, out there to do that. This link up to Cheryl Atkinson, you know, that wonderful investigative journalist who had to leave the mainstream media because they couldn't have her asking the questions she was asking. And she put out the polio-like illness claim, six life in U.S., right? So they're saying this is a baddie. This is worse than the normal enteroviruses they claim to have discovered in the 1960s or whatever. And again, these are the stories that are being told, and the worshipful masses will not question them. Cheryl Atkinson is not a person like that, not one at all. And many of you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show are no longer like that, worshipful, any more than I want you to be worshipful of anything you hear here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I ask you to validate, confirm it, feel it in your heart, too. You know, it's not just an intellectual exercise. It's that sense, that sixth sense, if you will, the heart of the healer that I want you to have, you know, opened up, because we're all healers ultimately, and we all heal in different ways. But this article is rather interesting, and I haven't had a chance to fully review it. But as we look at the comments that Roseanne put up on Facebook, you can talk about the renaming it from Guillain-Barré, then it was acute flaccid paralysis. And, you know, the back-to-school vaccines kick into gear in August, and then you're going to see these responses over the next weeks to a couple of months. And suddenly they're going to blame this new virus that they pretend people are catching, as opposed to being inculcated with, if you will, via vaccination or other mechanisms. And so they need a more rapid test to start pointing to this dangerous new virus, because they don't want you to look at the vaccines as cause again. that injecting toxic poisons into innocent children is barbaric. It's not scientific. It is dangerous. It is, you know, you want to talk about medical abuse and neglect, see vaccinations in the dictionary here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And that, you know, that's what we need to bring out here, because they are going to, who else are they going to blame? Okay, we should have Roseanne on. She's just throwing stuff up there, blame it on the immigrants, right? It's the people coming across the border that are bringing it with them, right?
Hey,
never mind
listen,
that our medical establishment is doing this. You know?
She knows the phone number.
Yeah, she can call.
She needs to call.
Yeah, that's all right. She wants to, whatever.
We're monitoring the phones now.
I don't have to hang out. She turn it over. She can do the show.
There you go.
No, we appreciate that. I do. I'm just watching this. I'm going, dude, the perceptions are awesome here. I can't be everywhere all at once. So check that out. Also, there's a tremendous, I guess this was a blog or something, but it turned out it was picked up by the Huffington Post. This
yeah.
woman named Jamie Rottenberg. She's a holistic life coach. I'd love to get her on the show and talk with her about what she's up to. But she wrote a beautiful article called The Healer Versus the Skilled Technician. You got to blast that one out, Super Don. What? I mean, it struck me immediately as I was reading this. I said, we definitely have to talk about this one. And I would encourage you all to read this. See if you can find some truth in it for you. This woman has experienced a lifetime of mysterious symptoms, she says. Hundreds of healthcare professionals have crossed her path. I'm going to read this. The one thing that's become glaringly obvious, especially at this stage in my recovery, as she writes, is that there is a keen difference between being touched by the hands of a healer versus a skilled technician, right? You know, this is an interesting dilemma in medicine, because what we have done is we've raised a class of skilled technicians. They have, you know, very high levels of, I guess on some level, intellect for sure, the ability to rote, memorize facts that they could spit out to pass and then find out how to do certain things to a great degree, hopefully, of real skill, technical skill. But where is the heart of a healer in all of this? We have a healthcare system that is not a healthcare system. It's a system of skilled technicians. Some skilled, but many of them so skilled that they completely disregard humanity. And the media and the government disregards that humanity as well when they bypass the fact that this skilled technician class of supposedly healers, but they're not, are killing scores of Americans every year. And when we're flipping out about Ebola or enterovirus, we're neglecting the real danger, because if one person really did die of Ebola, which I dispute, but if they really, even if they really did, or if it's even 10 or 100, it pales in comparison to the iatrogenic death rate in America, which could be bare minimum in the 200,000 range, but it's more likely closer to the million range every year. This system that has become institutionalized, that has become our state religion in America, modern medicine, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. She says, this woman, Rottenberg, again, it's a great, great, Rottenberg, I should say, a great article, I encourage you to read it. She said they all held degrees, she went to all of the best doctors, they advanced technology, they made the top 10 best doctor list. Oh, my doctor, right? And she was sure to make herself to be the good patient. Follow through without the recommendations. Don't hesitate. Stay in touch with any problems. Keep showing up. And she says the problem here is that she showed up not for her, but she showed up for them. She listened to their words as gospel and believed all of their opinions. But where was she in all of this? This was a real awakening. And I feel this so much. In my idea of medicine as technology growing up, to the point where I had to become the heart of a healer as well, and that I encourage everyone to do the same. Every new specialist, she had more panic. Procedures going wrong. Go for another treatment. We've never seen anybody react that way, right? 1,000 times before the age of 25, she's had this happen. So why does she keep going back for more? We are indoctrinated. We are inculcated. We are programmed. She was starving for answers. She believed one of those doctors would have it. And I had that wake-up call when I was 19 at Emory University. Funny enough, Emory seems to be the center stage for a lot of the nasty stuff going on around the world related to vaccines, and it's right there at CDC. There's no accident in that, but it's interesting, part of that history. And she said, the problem was I was looking for answers outside of myself, or that in general we do that. And we create or perpetuate a state of powerlessness. We give away our hope and our faith to those we believe will care for us. Again, I say, like John Rappaport coined, the church, the priestcraft of the Church of Biological Mysticism. 3 years ago, she realized that these well-intentioned doctors couldn't provide any of that. Only she could. So she became, listen to this, Super Don, she became a truth addict.
Nice.
A truth addict, right? We like that, but the thing is, if you're a truth addict, you're going to be called a derogatory name. You're going to be called a truther, right? Like Dan McGuire accusing me of spreading strange conspiracies last hour about Ebola because I'm not, you know, accepting the party line, accepting the official story. She began, this woman began to seek knowledge every spare moment she had, every which way she could. She started trusting her own intuition, questioning everything she was told to believe. And she carefully then chose a team of healers based on the following criteria. Listen to this. This is really cool. Compassion, warmth, open-mindedness, flexibility, gentleness, honesty, humility, patience. Now ask yourself honestly, how many times you've encountered a doctor that has all of those qualities, much less even one or two or three? In the allopathic medical profession, much of that is bred right out of the healer, and then they become the technician. They may be called a doctor, but they're not a healer. Then she asked herself some more questions. How do they make me feel in their presence? Are they willing to admit when they don't know something? How willing are they to co-create a treatment plan with my input? Do I feel heard? How do I feel when they touch me? How do I feel after the appointment? How available are they? I mean, this is great stuff here. And it's just born of really her struggle and suffering. And it's just kind of, it's a heart opener for those. It maybe opens your mind, too, to recognize that you may have a doctor, but they may not be a doctor. The heart of a healer. They may have had it at one time. Maybe it got drummed out. Maybe some of them have regained it. We try to highlight and spotlight those people that I feel have that heart of a healer here. Like Dr. Batar, who's, you know, doesn't hesitate to say, I don't know, right? The compassion, doing it for the right reasons. Dr. King, Ty Bollinger, of course. Dr. Newsom, the heart of a healer. The people that really have it, you can feel it. And I encourage you to open up those feelings when you're looking for someone to help you get well. They may or may not have a high-level degree, but they're going to be much more than a skilled technician, and it may likely be the thing you most need. The transition from dis-ease to health, healing, vitality, the heart of healing. We'll be back with an interview from Tacoma.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
On my trip out to Seattle area, of course, I got to visit a lot of folks at the lecture at the Marlene's Market and Deli in Federal Way, and then got to train some folks at Tacoma about utilizing things for the immune system, including silver and such. And I got to meet a nice woman by the name of Jessica Pear. She lives out near Mount Rainier?
Out near Mount Rainier, yeah.
Yeah, you've got a well, and you got, there's animals all around. So you like living country living?
I do. I love to see the stars at night. It's the best.
Oh, beautiful. Now, you shared a story. I want the rest of the world to hear it, because it's really cool. Dental work is something that's frightening for most, and most of the times the dentist wants you on an antibiotic almost automatically if they're going to do a procedure, and I understand why, but you, because of your knowledge in the natural products arena and what you do, you kind of looked at this and said, well, I want to do something different. Tell me why you went to the dentist.
Well, I went to the dentist because I had not been to the dentist for way too long, and I had a loosening of a tooth.
Okay.
And so we took some x-rays and found that I have a degenerative condition, a mineral loss, and so essentially my teeth at that point were falling out of my face.
Oh no! So was more than one or just that one?
Just one.
Okay.
Just the one so far, and
okay.
Hopefully no more.
Okay.
But he just pulled it right out, prescribed antibiotics and salt water rinsing after the extraction.
Is it because you know so much about antibiotics that you just were reluctant to?
They are. They're a little bit scary. great. Yeah. And I've been here at Marlene's in the supplement department for the last 4 years, and, and I just really think the antibiotics should be kind of a last resort.
Nice. That's exactly right. That's why I say the smartest folks are working in health food stores. Nicely done, Jessica. So, all right, antibiotic salt rinse. So did you tell your dentist you didn't want to do it, or did you just say, I know what to do here, I'm going to do it?
Yeah, I did not. I just said okay, and then I went home and decided to use the Sovereign Silver as a rinse, and also another product of dissolved oxygen, amino acids, and enzymes as a rinse, and also internally.
Yeah.
And I went back about a week later to have it checked out, and they were planning on irrigating the site of extraction.
Okay.
But when I went in, it was completely healed over. The dentist was blown away.
So he didn't expect to see what he saw, is what you're saying?
Not at all. He was expecting, you know, still a wound, a fresh wound.
Yeah.
And there was none, as if I had just never even had the tooth in the first place.
Wow. Was there a problem because it healed too quickly?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Now, you know, I've heard this story before from others, and I've utilized it this way and had others, but your story is so interesting because, as you said, you had an extraction. You decided to go with and the silver and the dissolved oxygen is an interesting story I've referred or related many years ago of someone who had been in a car accident and had their wound, their leg wrapped so tight at one hospital before they sent to another that the tissue started going gangrenous.
Wow.
It was so severe, and I had them use the silver, and then they also decided to use like a dissolved oxygen product as well, and between the silver and oxygen overnight they saved the foot.
Wow.
Completely reversed the gangrene. So we know the potential for natural substances to heal if we know how to use them. And you're another classic example. Now, what did the dentist do? Did they put an implant at that point to give you a new tooth, or what was the
follow-up? Did not. No, they did not. And the follow-up, I have it's called a little flipper, a little retainer style.
Okay.
The surgical implantation of a new tooth would require bone grafting. And for me, I think it might be a little unnecessary. It seems like...
So you can do something a little less invasive?
Totally. So I've got the cosmetic, and luckily I've not had any issues since. So the rest of my teeth are still
now,
firm.
Now let me ask, did you tell the dentist that time, now that you've seen this thing heal, this is what I did? Did you say it? Did you tell him?
I didn't.
Oh, no.
I did not. It has been my secret.
Okay. Well, we're letting it out on the air. If your dentist is listening, you're in big trouble.
Dr. Porter?
Big trouble. No, but it's great. And the thing is, as we said, we know and we talked about that together off the air, about the appropriate place for modern medicine and their medicines and drugs as a last resort. If you don't need it, don't do it. If you need it, you're glad that it'll be there for you, and then it will work. But the problem is they overuse and prescribe sometimes because they're just not trained to know other things. But some of these dentists, especially if they're part of the IAOMT, the International Association for Oral Metal Toxicology, they don't do mercury, and they safely remove these things. And a lot of them are now using silver in irrigation and post-operative. So your example could perhaps open up the eyes of those listening, and I'm glad that it's worked out so well for you. It just proves what we know of the properties, and the silver and oxygen do work incredibly well together.
Oh, thank you. It was excellent.
Jessica, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. It's great news on the tooth, and the healing will continue here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And now reporting on Ebola Loco from California, all the way from the high desert where there's not a drop to drink. Get out of there, Liam. Hydrate. He's back. Liam Schiff.
Yeah, I'm hydrating. I'm drinking all their local water supplies and green tea. The high desert is, I guess, above 3,000 feet, and it's an outstanding place to visit. I'm amazed that so many people live here. Apparently, the area is like 400,000 people spread across what they call cities, but just sort of, towns that occasionally have stucco mall centers with a, you know, an El Pollo Loco and a Chipotle. I found a Chipotle.
Oh, that's cool. Is there any like good agriculture able to happen there at all?
No, no. It's a high desert. It looks like the surface of Mars. I mean,
have you run into any lizards or, you know?
Yeah, yeah. There are lizards all over L.A. Most of them work in the music industry. So I'm getting the High Desert newspaper today, and there's an Associated Press article called "Hospitals Urged to Think Ebola." Hey, everybody, you have a patient with an upper respiratory infection? How about a sore knee? Any kind of skin ailment? Think Ebola. Could be Ebola. Well, this is exactly what they do. This is what they did during the bird flu, and I patiently wrote about it in 2006 in an article that I hope everybody will read today to show you how they take any symptom at all, they broaden their criteria, and they call it something. That's exactly what they do. So here's the article. Hospitals urge to think Ebola. You know, have somebody with a runny nose? Are they tired? Did they not sleep well? Maybe they have Ebola. And here's the article. Dallas. Federal health officials Monday urged the nation's hospitals to think Ebola and launched a review of procedures for treating infected patients. Infected? How are they testing? I don't know. While the World Health Organization called the outbreak, ready?
Mm-hmm.
The most severe acute health emergency seen in modern times.
Wow, they're ramping up the language again, like the redefining of a pandemic during the last claims from WHO. Also,
wait. Let's pause on this. The most severe acute health emergency seen in modern times. Okay, if you accept their version of polio. How many people have died in the U.S. from Ebola? Is that zero?
They claim one, but I dispute it. All right.
Yeah, and so somebody died. They called it Ebola after being sprayed with all the chemicals and given all the antibiotics that they couldn't handle.
Right, right. They devastated a man's immune system without giving him a chance.
But was that the 70-year-old Liberian man?
I don't know that he was 70. He certainly didn't look 70.
Okay, well, listen to this. In Texas, medical records showed that a 26-year-old nurse who contracted Ebola, how did she do that? While caring for a dying Liberian man, repeatedly visited his room from the day he was placed in intensive care and shoved, you know, you have IV antibiotics shoved in every part of you at that point.
Sure.
They're killing you quickly until the day before he died. Nurse Nina Pham was among about 70 hospital staffers who were involved in Thomas Eric Duncan's care after he was hospitalized. So this 26-year-old nurse has Ebola. How do we know? Well, she's not tested. How did she know? I mean, did she have was it the terrible, terrible illness that she had? Did she bleed? And the Texas Christian University Nursing School graduate was monitoring her own temperature and went to the hospital Friday night when she discovered she had a low fever.
That's it, low fever. You're not even a full moon fever, a low fever. CDC is still using PCR as a confirmatory test here. I mean, come on. It doesn't get any more absurd than that. They can make up whatever they want.
It's magic bullet stuff.
Yeah.
She was in isolation and in stable condition, health officials said. The low fever. Well, this is it. You know, they now have 48 people, I think, that they have to track down because this is the most. Hold on a second. This is the most severe acute health emergency seen in modern times. Not the swine flu of 76, where they gave everybody swine flu vaccines and killed, 600 people? Oh, that wasn't a big deal. DDT stuff? How about all the people? How about thalidomide? You know, when we had thousands and thousands of thalidomide babies? No, that wasn't a big deal.
How about the fact that modern medicine is killing 200,000 or more Americans every year due to FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs? That doesn't count.
And that's the low estimate.
Yeah, that's the low estimate, yeah.
And, you know, that's the very conservative, polite estimate.
But we got one claimed death so far and other suspicions of Ebola on our shores based on nonsense tests that can, you know, help you to find a Buick in your grandmother. I mean, that's how accurate this stuff is. And the whole world is going, you know, crazy.
Wait a second, Robert. The breaking news. This is actually in the AP story. Officials said Pham, that's the nurse's King Charles Spaniel, has been taken from her Dallas apartment and will be cared for at an undisclosed location. I'm not kidding. That's in the article.
I know, because the dog has dog Bola.
The dog Ebola has killed many, many, many dogs that we haven't heard of. Ebola has killed more than 4,000 people, number made up, mostly in the West African countries of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea.
And had absolutely nothing to do with malnutrition, exposure to water that is not treated, is filled with sewage. And
how about constant warfare?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Throw that
how about infiltration?
There.
I made a cartoon for the Facebook that said, let me try to find it. Oh, I hate to do this to the audience.
Yeah, that's all right.
In the meantime, we'll enjoy this song from our friends, the Ebolites.
Ebolites. Have you got some more comedy coming with our good friends who are you hanging out with? Benny?
The Joy Campers. I'm just in the background, you know, enjoying their process, hanging out with my buddies, and mm-hmm. we might have something coming up by the time I leave. But
yes. And a shout out to our buddy Scott Pavone for hosting you as well in the High Desert. I appreciate him.
We had a nice couple meals together. It was good to see them. The nations of Central and South Africa have gold, silver, diamonds, rare earth minerals, and oil. All the things we need to make our stuff work. Oh, yeah. They also have Ebola, a native word which means we're so sorry you have to move.
Get off of the land we need to get the stuff we want to
That's
keep our oil going. Yeah.
That's our oil.
Yeah.
Those are our diamonds. What are you brown-skinned people doing there?
Exactly, exactly. Well said. And so as you communicate this out in whatever high desert community or otherwise in L.A., is this something that is bringing people to reason, or is the panic like from AP, you're in a hospital, look for Ebola in everything?
I haven't seen panic from people. I've seen panic from the Internet. People don't panic and really, unless something's happening around them. You can get them to talk about stuff, and they kind of get, you know, antsy. But at the, you know, the day's end, they go to bed, and they get up, and they go to work. I wonder what this move is. Like John and you have been talking about, what's the move?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're playing this like it's the Super Bowl. They kind of got nothing.
There are multiple layers of it. On one hand, we know the CDC is always struggling to increase the budget, NIH research money to keep their gravy train rolling. Another level of softening the public through fear to accept experimental vaccines and drugs. On another level, what you just mentioned on a global scale, it's to get the folks out of the way so we can have access, unfettered access to raw materials to keep our world going.
Mm. Well, the fettering and the access will not be had. We're going to unfetter it. We're going to find ourselves all over. We're going to go into Africa and anywhere that we can. And this is the cry. Mm-hmm. This is the cri de coeur, you know, in the Middle Ages, you said that they were Saracens and un-Christians and against Jesus, and the Pope was the vicar of Jesus Christ on earth. And then you could invade their land and kill them and take their gold and everything. You could do that in the Americas. You could do that in in Africa. Now we don't feel comfortable with that realpolitik. You know, we're not so comfortable saying, yeah, we want it, move. Otto von Bismarck would have said, we want it, now move. You know, we have stronger weapons than you. We want it, now you move. And if you don't, we'll kill you. That's what he said. You know, the blood and iron is the way that things are done. We don't want to say that because we're a kinder, gentler Otto von Bismarck. So we have this. This is our coin now. We flip the coin and we say, you guys have the new disease. You know, I thought AIDS was the greatest health emergency of modern times. Wait a second. No, I thought SARS was.
Irony in that, Liam. Tom Frieden from CDC says this. The only thing this reminds him of, earlier he said this in the week, AIDS. This is like AIDS. And I thought, well, is this a confession? Because we know that whole game was a complete scam based on the tests that don't test for HIV, for instance. So we have an admission on some level, whether he's aware of it or not, that they're scamming us again.
Right, because one hand doesn't know what the other is doing. You know, he's new, right? So he walks in and he sees this thing happening, goes, gosh, it reminds me of what I grew up with when they said about AIDS. But he doesn't understand that he's just following a playbook. He thinks this is real. Right. Like, there are sick people in the world, but you can apply any name you want. That's what it means. Hospitals urge to think Ebola. I mean, can they be any more blatant in their programming? Anybody you see who's sick now, remember when everybody had SARS?
Yep.
Yeah, well, and everybody had bird flu and everybody had swine flu. If you had a little itch on your foot, I was actually going to Asia at the time of the bird flu thing, and I, you know, if you have any symptoms of anything, symptoms, like what? Yeah. Like a low fever.
No, I did.
Really, after being on an airplane for 14 hours, I might not feel my best.
One of those episodes, I forget which one. I was heading over to Thailand for the World Congress of Holistic Medicine, and in Hong Kong, changed planes, and they shot me with one of those air guns that detect your temperature to see if I could go on or if I would be quarantined.
Mm.
Of course, fever could be any reason. And you know, if I had taken a homeopathic or an Advil, they say you can knock out a fever and then suddenly you're still a carrier of what? No one knows. But that's the game. The germ theory plays itself out. It's a victim state of consciousness and it preys on those who are susceptible to this real fear mongering coming from government medicine.
Indeed, sir. Indeed. And on that note?
Yeah. On that note, are we gonna hear from you maybe for our Healing Revolution Friday show again, or is this
we'll do a full segment. I've got LA catch up, I've got water stories, the book is coming along, and
Liam Sheff is here earlier in the week because why? He had something to say and we got to get him on. And of course it really knocks the fear out of you if you're listening carefully to what he's saying. And if you've read official stories, you realize that, yes, they're lying to us once again. So, Liam, always good to have you on board. We'll look forward to getting you back on Friday. All the links are up, including to that article that Liam wrote some years ago on the bird flu, the breakdown of it. And we have another article linked up of John Rappaport's to tell you how insane this game is of just labeling any disease. And they have no earthly idea. They are making it up. They are pulling it out of their aspirin. But not here, not now, not ever, where coffee is placed. We're going to take a break. I'll be back to wrap up the show. Liam, my friend, thank you.
Many blessings, my friend. We will talk soon.
All right. Say hi to all our friends out there in California. Make it back to the East Coast safely when you're ready. In the meantime, stick around. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues. RobertScottBell.com. Please say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message possible 6 days a week.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave enough to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, I trust you're getting a better perspective on healing in ways you don't hear about anywhere else in the broadcast media. The Robert Scott Bell Show here, 6 days a week. Super Don, making it sound so good. Tonight, Matt has been on the board, keeping it all together. Appreciate that. And, of course, rebroadcast around the world on many, many channels, including our friends over in the UK, UKHealthRadio.com, and RobertScottBell.com. Now, what else do we got to do, Super Don? We're almost done. I'm thinking to round this out with a little bit of, I don't know.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yay! Cannabis update. You know it. Head injuries. We've covered them before. I mean, who hasn't had them at one point? But the severe ones can be life-threatening. Terminal. Can be showing you your physical mortality at that point. A new study, thankfully, now proves cannabis helps prevent death in brain trauma patients. In other words, in trauma that's so severe, the patient is likely to die, they're finding out that cannabis is preventing that death from occurring and allowing recovery to happen. This is huge news. I guess this is why the NFL is big time on this, and why Canna Life Sciences are doing their thing. Picanis, what was the guy you've had on? Interviewed
Dean.
About that?
Yeah, Dean Pancanis.
And so this is, you know, going further in. And, you know, it's a perfect complement to what we know of Natrum Phosphoricum and Arnica Montana from the homeopathic realm that I've utilized for head injuries. But, I mean, my goodness, to flood the body with the cannabinoids in this way and watch the people that would not normally survive this.
And this is a good example of where we're looking at the effectiveness of THC.
THC, right.
Yeah.
Tetrahydrocannabinol. I remember the first time Ty Bollinger said that when we were together in New York on A Healthy You with Carol Aldi, the Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol. I was like so impressed. I mean, the first time you're on national, you know, Fox News getting interviewed, and he didn't blink.
He says cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids? You don't like that? Cannabinoids? Cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids, yes.
Ganipganop. Remember that
game?
Right.
Potato, potato.
Yeah, THC this time. The study was the first in clinical setting to specifically associate THC use as an independent predictor of survival after traumatic brain injury. Again, is it time yet? I don't care what you think. You know, hear me, the Carol, I don't care, right? That's mean of me. But, you know, you might think it's a moral issue to keep it off the market. I think it's an immoral issue to not allow this to be utilized fully and freely as often as possible for these purposes. And sure, someone's going to abuse it. But, man, who is not abusing alcohol by drinking it to get drunk? By definition, that is an abuse of alcohol.
Sure.
Right there.
And the answer is not prohibition.
No. No, it's not. And yesterday's show was really cool. We had... What was the travel guy
Rich
on there?
Steves.
Rich Steves, really cool guy. And, you know, really compassion means allowing this the freedom to heal, which also means the freedom to screw up. Hell, we already have the mandate to screw up by CDC, which we covered pretty intensely today. Another cannabis story here is interesting.
Now,
how are we
going to
bring the price down?
Next one, I'm very proud. I'm just going to say right now, I'm very proud of my Italian heritage, especially...
This is it. This is not about spaghetti bolognese. This is about bringing the price of cannabis down. How are we going to do it? You know what? Pentagon, are you paying attention? This is for you. Marijuana is going to be grown by the Italian army.
Yeah.
The Italian army. Now, that is a good use of the military, to grow weed so the price comes down. And this is an amazing story. I never thought I would have seen the day. The Italian army is doing some good work here. They're the good guys here. What their intent is to do it to make sure the prices are low, so it would discourage medicinal users from funding illegal street dealers. Maybe their intentions are not so pure, but the fact of the matter is, I like the peaceful use of the army in this case. Right? Do they always have to kill people and break things, or do we always have to send our troops in harm's way to pretend to save people from Ebola when the reality is you're making way to take the mineral resources from the places where you don't want the people to be, right? This is where our military is using cannon fodder when we would rather have them be used as cannabis, not fodder, but cannabis growers.
Cannabis fodder.
Yeah, right? Cannabis fodder would be okay, relatively speaking. You're not going to die from growing cannabis out there, I don't think.
Go Italy.
Anyway. Right now, after the break, tune in on your internet. But the quest for the cures continues. Ty Bollinger, Episode 2 of the second set of series, thetruthaboutcancer.com. Sign up there. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this show possible 6 days a week. Tomorrow... It's Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger, and who knows what else we got going on, but it's going to be good. Why? Because the power to heal is yours. Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.